This is a work of fiction. Any and all conversations and references to people, places, events, and corporations are products of the author's imagination and have been entirely fabricated. Please do not rely on this work for factual accuracy, as it cannot be trusted.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do.
Where's Running Green? I'll read it up.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know. This group. This is Dolph with us.
Yes, hello, Clash Noodle Noodle. Yes, Father, it's true that Lenny Riefenstahl has not turned up since this morning. But I just spoke to her, and she's ill. I told her that there was something going around, and she said, what symptoms? And I said, head cold and slight cough, but of course everyone's got the Zeta bug. We all laughed, you know, like common conversation, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, Fudge, I can't hear you. Where are you? There's a lot going on. Just let me know when you get here, okay? But yes, just to be clear, everything is A-OK. What the fuck is going on?
Nobody has seen or heard from Riefenstahl, Obenstaubenfuhrer.
Jesus H. Herman, listen to me. I need pills.
Are you sure that's what the doctor would want, Klaus?
Yes, Ernestine, it is. Doctors are the ones that give pills. If anything, they'd adore it. Now, fly, Herman.
Yes, Obenstaubenfuhrer.
All right, Ernestine, let me have it. What's the damage?
Well, obviously we are down a firm person, which we need to make the financial quota. The prisoner Milo Menken and administrative assistant have been imprisoned for attempting escape. And it looks like Officer Fredericks will not be able to recover from his injury before the performance. So we need to fill in for the roles of Pharaoh Henchman number 1, Locust number 3, and Mambo number 5.
Christ on Iron Cross. Okay, let's just knock this scheiße out. Miss Marmalade, I need you to fetch Milo and Ilsa from the dungeon for me. I need them until 2 p.m. today, and then after they will be dealt with. And who is this you have here?
This is Martinez, Obersturbenfuhrer. He is a part of, Lenny Riefenstahl's crew, but he's a great performer.
Okay, good. Martinez, nice to meet you. Harmonize with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3, C sharp. Okay, great. Yes, he's amazing. He's good. He'll take the Fredericks part. Great. And lastly, for the camera work, Mrs. Olingard, it's going to have to be you, seeing as you're the only one with any film experience. So, genuinely, are you okay with filming the whole show?
The whole show? I'm not sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Go get set up. Ooh, that must be Herman with my pills. All right, look at this. Things going according to plan. Okay, yes. We are back, baby. Okay, Klaus saves the day. All right, Herman, come on in. Dump that bag on the table and let's blast off to the fucking moon, baby. Father.
Hello, mein son. Sorry to interrupt your trip to the fucking moon. You said to let you know when we got here. Well, we are here.
Chapter 8, Part 2. The Story of Passover, the Musical. We're back with our very special guests, Person 1, 2, and 3, who were actually there during Camp Heidelberg's fateful performance. But person 3, what was the reaction to the Fuhrer showing up so early?
Pandemonium! They showed up before most of the guests had even arrived. Typically, there was like a procession, but he would go somewhere new with sparklers and clapping, like a bride and a groom after they get married or something. But here, they all just walked right in like they were tourists!
Hermann Göring even had a Heidelberg baseball cap and an upside-down map in his hand.
Okay, wow. Yeah, the tourist thing sounds pretty spot on. But why? Why arrive so early?
I think, a number of reasons. Security, hamburger points. But you have to remember, Elmer, Heidelberg was Adolf Hitler's baby. A camp expressly dedicated to the arts. I think he felt like this might have been his last hurrah to take it in. So he wanted to make the most of it.
Like Disney World!
Exactly! Like Disney World. This camp is identical to Disney World.
Okay, we'll bleep that out. And the camp commandant's reaction? What was that like?
Well, it was still freaking Hitler. I mean, I saw 6 to 8 people faint on the spot, and 3 or 4 of which actually died. But I didn't see the commandant actually greet him, no. He just spoke to his father while the others in his circle were, like, taken on a camp by that frightening clown woman.
Gentlemen, is there anything else you remember from seeing Adolf Hitler in person?
Those eyes. Both he and Himmler, the two of them, had the blackest I've seen in my 100 years. The type of eyes that said, I'll do whatever I want, whenever I want. And not even I will know how to stop me. Even at Heidelberg that day, what they did to one of the men there, well, to quote one of the onlookers, it was brutal to watch.
Where are they? Where are they?
Couple hamburgers, this is the infirmary. You're going to wake Fredericks and Uncle Sam.
Hush, Schulze. I need the pills for the Obersturmbannführer. He needs me.
Yo, Corporal Hamburgers, I got a pill for you.
Oh, God, you do. Where are they?
Yeah, a chill pill, pussy.
Oh, get fucked, Thomas!
Damn it, Carter, I saved you from those flames, but I am happy to put you out of your misery now. Give me those upper pills you have.
I need them to not die, though. Ow! Ow! Put me down!
Show me where you're hiding them!
Corporal Hamburgers, you may want to calm down.
I outrank you, Ernestine. Don't tell me what to do.
Corporal Hamburgers.
The room goes silent as Corporal Hamburgers slowly lifts Finance Minister Newport back onto his hospital bed. There's a reason my grandmother is recording the infirmary in the first place. She, along with a throng of about a dozen others, want to follow Mademoiselle Ernestine as she gives a tour of Camp Heidelberg to 3 of the most important people on Earth. Stefan Schnoodle-Noodle, Führer Adolf Hitler, and the Corporal's Idol, Reichsführer Heinrich Himmler, the number 2.
Mein Führer? Heil Hitler!
But his idol hushes him. The top 2 men in the Reich now stand spitting distance from the corporal, who frantically combs his hair and presses his mustache. Several weeks ago, it seemed that his mustache cut got infected, so his bandage was taped on with a stronger adhesive. But recently, it seemed the adhesive itself had gotten infected. So Corporal Hamburgers had been coloring in the white of the bandage in black to give the impression of hair, the impression of power, of a bond between him and these men in case a situation like this arose. But now that it has, my grandmother swears she sees a tear drip from his eye onto the mustache. And on impact, the mustache leaps off his upper lip and flies away like a butterfly.
What the fuck?
So you must be the infamous Corporal Hamburgers.
Yes, Reichsführer Himmler. That is I, security chief, the Heinrich Himmler of Heidelberg.
Oh, wow. So spirited you are. So you're the one with the hamburger points we've heard so much about.
I am. Indeed, would you like some? I can give you 50,000 right now.
Wow, 50,000? Now, Corporal, settle a bet for us. We were wondering whether the prizes from hamburger points were as stupid and oafish as the doofus that created them.
Corporal Hamburger's face crashes.
Well, I guess it's up for interpretation, but they are all like trinkets, like Disney stock, IBM stocks, this baseball card we found for a guy named Jackie Robinson who's supposed to be good.
Nah, all worthless, just like you, hamburgers. God, what a loser.
Reichsführer Himmler points and laughs at the corporal like a bully in high school. In fact, the Führer himself leans coolly on the nearby wall and chews gum.
How dare you use me as your nickname, you mustacheless fool?
No, I had one hair. It flew away.
Oh, what? Now you're gonna cry like a little nerd, are you? Come on, cheer up, hamburgers. Smile.
Yeah, say cheese. Burger.
Ah, good one, mein Führer. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Come on, cheeseburger. You need some lettuce on ya. A wedgie of lettuce.
The onlookers watch on and laugh as Heinrich Himmler turns Corporal Hamburgers around and rips his swastika undies from his tush. It is, indeed, cruel. And who knows how long it would have lasted if it weren't for the salvaging interjection of one onlooking man.
Owie, wowie, fuck, that was brutal to watch.
And who the hell are you? Sticking up for this weasel?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mein Reich Führer, sir. I'm Finance Minister Carter Newport. I dabble in security too, TBH, but I was not trying to stick up for him, I swear.
Then what were you trying to do, sir?
I was just saying, I know my way around a wedgie. And he's about half an inch from laying a fat fucking Hershey squirt in his pants, sir.
Minister Newport!
There is a prolonged silence. And then...
It's true, Minister, he is! I can smell it, man, oh man. So you must be the finance American they have in charge here. Tell me, Mr. Newport. You must be a pretty strong man to withstand the power of one Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You mean frankly smellin' no hose about? No thanks, Mein Reich Führer.
That is enough, Minister Newport.
That's enough out of you, cheeseburger. I like that, Minister. The Führer often speaks of how the American president smells and never has any hose about. I like you. You have backbone. We need more men like you in our ranks, and less like him.
Herr? Mein Führer, I'm sorry.
Mein Gott! Look at you. This American man is a real number two, hamburgers. He carries himself like an alpha, just like me. Right, Mein Führer Hitler?
The Führer calmly nods his approval, like a father assenting to a daughter getting ice cream.
All right. I mean, all right. Minister Newport, give him whatever he asks for so he stops whimpering.
Herr, those are for my pain, though.
It's okay, Minister Newport. You can have one of the ones I and the Führer take. They are stronger than all of those combined, as long as you promise to keep the Führer and me safer than this trash.
I promise, Herr.
The Reichsführer makes his way back toward the door. As he does, he bumps shoulders with Corporal Hamburgers like a bully in a hallway and shakes his head.
Stefan, we are going to our seats. Remember to tell your son that the Führer would like to speak with him at intermission.
Yes, Mein Reichsführer.
Psst! Ehrweisreich Minister, how strong is that pill that Herr Himmler gave the Finance Minister?
Alarmingly, its dosage is measured in horsepower. Vi.
Just hope to have him back on his feet.
My grandmother stands behind 40 rows of seating, with Leni Riefenstahl's camera positioned. As she spies the Führer sitting in his assigned seat, she fears for her life, knowing what's to come. She also spies Corporal Hamburgers dashing backstage, presumably to deliver pills to his commandant, leaving all security work to the nearby Miss Joanna Marmalade.
Miss Marmalade, please, I need some help with the camera.
Mrs. Willingard, everything is set.
Miss Marmalade, I am set. If I have to film this whole time, that means people will notice me leaving, which means...
It's covered, Mrs. Willingard. We have someone on the inside who will complete the mission without the use of the overhead strike.
That Martinez fellow.
Apparently, he's the best there is. The Menzies strike will just be a backup plan, and he will only drop the bomb on my signal. You two are to meet me about 100 meters past the Heidelberg entrance. The Rita Hayworth men will have a truck positioned for us to get us out of there.
The Rita Hayworth men? So that's why no one's heard from Riefenstahl. They took her!
Someone had to, Mrs. Ullengard. She knew too much. But for now, we are okay. Everything is...
Hey, you! Lady Marmalade!
My grandmother whips around to find administrative assistant Ilse von Hammerstein and prisoner Milo Menken being forcefully escorted from the Heidelberg dungeon. They make a scene, and people notice.
So this is it, huh? The whole kit and caboodle!
It's kit and caboodle, Frau. It's a common misconception. You see, it comes from...
Shut up! Just let go of us! We're going to die anyway! Isn't that right, Marmalade? Ullengard!
Death?
It's kit and caboodle, I see. Wow.
Ha ha! It's part of the show, people! Don't worry, very interactive, this piece. You have to get some backstage now.
On it.
Miss Marmalade storms over to the two agitators and grabs them each by the arm, dragging them behind the stage and out of sight. There are a few cheers as they do.
Obersturmbannfuhrer, I brought them here.
Oh, yeah, Mama. That's so good stuff. That's good scheiße, holy hell. There you are. Jesus Christ, Milo! Be gone in 5 minutes!
Ooh, it's 5 minutes. All right, everyone, let's do zip-zaps up!
Obersturmbannfuhrer, please, a word!
Nine time! Milo, Maximilian, Heinz, and Martinez! Be ready for first positions vis me.
Martinez? Who's Martinez?
I am! Woohoo! Miss Marmalade found him today. He's filling in for Fredericks. Now, the song is Lay Down Moses and Rest You in This Pond. Don't you think this basket's nice and cozy? Yeah. It's a rock and roll anthem, so we need energy!
Obersturmbannfuhrer, please. Something is not right. This Martinez fellow, we don't even know him.
You listen to me, Milo! We know him fine! He is amazing! Watch this! Martinez, do a triple backflip!
Okay, sure! Hi-ya!
See, that's amazing! He did 6 this morning, mid-air, like he was in a goddamn swimming pool, which you would have seen if you weren't in the dungeon for attempted escape!
Something is going on, Obersturmbannfuhrer. A sabotage!
You are the one sabotaging this whole camp, Milo!
Ladies and gentlemen! Without further ado, your show director, Klaus Schnudernudern!
I trusted you, and Ilse, and you betrayed me. Then this thing is over. I will see to it that the both of you are executed.
From behind the curtains, out walks the Obersturmbannfuhrer, dressed as the Nazi Moses, but with a baby bonnet and pacifier in hand, along with the men previously mentioned, including that Martinez fellow. My grandmother gulps, wondering if it could all be over this soon.
Danke, thank you all for coming. The show has meant a lot, and I do hope you enjoy. All right, are we ready? Here we go. A one, a two, a boom, six, seven, eight!
Nine so fast!
My grandmother whips around behind the seating to find one finance minister, Carter Newport, in full uniform, skipping heroically into the fold. Back on stage, it seems the Obersturmbannführer might think.
Minister Newport, what are you doing? Are you not bedridden?
I'm sorry, Obersturmbannführer, but I made a promise earlier that I would keep people secure if I found something fishy. And something smells fishy. And not to mention, I took a pill earlier that has lit a fire right under my ass.
Oh my god, oh my god. Miss Marmalade, this is fine, this is part of the show. Miss Marmalade, can we get him out of here? Someone kill him, please. Please, don't worry, everyone. He will be killed. It's killing time.
Nine! I will not be killed! Because that man does not have a wristband on!
The finance minister points directly at Martinez, who does not, in fact, have the neon green wristbands that Mademoiselle Ernestine had cut, produced, and distributed to each newcomer to the camp at the finance minister's behest. Miss Marmalade rushes toward the finance minister.
Come on, Carter. You're coming with me.
Swim dodge.
Miss Marmalade rushes toward the finance minister, but he does indeed swim dodge her, avoiding her capture and making a beeline for the stage.
Okay, what the fuck? I want to know who this guy is. Who do you know here? If you know a brother in this camp, call him so he can vouch for you.
Carter, please calm down. He probably just took it off.
I will not calm down. Fuck, Mademoiselle. I am Reich officer, and I am a member of the Nazi party, and I will protect mein Führer. Heil Hitler!
My grandmother watches the bullet drop from the back of his head to the ground as the Rita Hayworth man stares down his victim and recocks his revolver. Finance Minister Carter Newport is dead.
Carter!
People love a good wristband. Damn, anyway, say goodnight, mein Führer.
But before he can pull the trigger, he is shot dead by one Corporal Hermann Hamburgers. The blood spatters back on the Obersturmbannführer, who stands shocked. His jaw hangs, and as he looks out in the crowd, he notices everyone else in the crowd matching his terrified, devastated expression. All but one, who finally breaks the silence.
Now that's a fucking opening! Yeah.
The Obersturmbannführer says nothing, but nods to the clapping Führer, the clapping crowd. He signals to Corporal Hermann Hamburgers to drag the two dead bodies off the stage and begins the show.
It's hard to be a moody boy in Egypt. I just want to know my place and find my style. The pharaoh tells me I'm too hard to decrypt. But no's come easy when born in denial.
Am I missing something or is this like really bad?
I'm lost by this thing.
Bad. Blacks, blacks, we pick up blacks. Locks, locks, we eat our locks.
So lyrics are like really simple, but also really bad.
It's not that good. I mean, it's from what I was expecting, it's not that good.
Blood, frogs, hailing cats and dogs.
Tonally, it's all over the place.
What the fuck is this? They've been working on this for how long?
It's really not so impressive.
Joanna.
Maximilian, what are you doing here? You have to get backstage, you're on again soon.
Just wanted to see you, make sure everything was okay.
While my grandmother is stuck filming the production, we move to Joanna Marmalade's wired audio.
Everything's okay, Maximilian. I'm heading to the rendezvous spot right now. I'll be waiting for you and Mrs. Ullingard. Everything's going to be okay.
Joanna, I wanted to give you something. I...
Just do it after, Maximilian. I'll see you on the other side. All right, Herr Commodore. I am in position.
Waiting for your call, Sergeant Marmalade.
Oh, God. Herr Commodore, please stand by.
What's going on? Who's there?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Lady Marmalade. Gitchy, gitchy, ya-ya, da-da.
Men of the Rita Hayworth Coalition, things are still going according to plan. Do not worry.
According to plan. Our man was gunned down, Missy. You double-crossed us.
No! It wasn't a double-cross. It was an honest mistake. That madman drugged up Finance Minister. Please, I'm currently radioing with an Air Commodore of the British Royal Air Force, ready to bomb this place to oblivion.
Prove it, sister.
It's true, sir. I am Air Commodore Rupert Hambling Gorgonborough.
That's not what I mean. Miss Marmalade, that could be any British man with a very silly name on the other end. Prove to me that he is who he says he is. Drop the bomb.
I can't. There are two more operatives in there. I need to know they're safe.
There it is. Another lie.
Sergeant Marmalade, give me the word and I will drop it.
No! I will not!
I'm not sure you understand, Miss Marmalade. We've been double-crossed by you twice now. Third time is a charm.
That's a triple cross.
One more and it's Cat's Cradle.
I'm not sure you understand, good sirs. There's a man in there that I love, and I made a promise to him. Air Commodore, you were ordered to only drop this bomb on my command. If you drop this, you will be murdering two operatives, and I'll see to it that you die yourself.
Well, that settles it then. Men, grab her walkie, disable her wire, and if you do find a circling plane, shoot it the fuck down.
No! No! No!
Disorienting from the opening murder, but still, okay. Now, will the Pharaoh be defeated by those pesky plagues? Will that Red Sea part? Will that bread rise? We'll be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned to find out.
I don't know if I liked that one. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I can't believe you took us here for our anniversary. It seemed like a terrible idea.
Through the flurry of intermission, my grandmother spots her partner, Maximilian Epstein, off the side of the stage. She rushes towards him.
Let's go, Miss Ullingard.
Maximilian! Wait! Where are you going?
Oh, Obersturmbannführer, I just need to take a shit.
It's not going well. I can tell. They don't like it. Please, Maximilian, do not go.
I'm sorry, Obersturmbannführer.
My grandmother and Maximilian make it through the Heidelberg entrance, away from the crowd, and toward the rendezvous spot. There, they find the walkie, blaring out white noise. Next to it, one Joanna Marmalade. Lying still.
Joanna! Miss Ullingard, the walkie!
Hello, is anyone here? Hello, please!
Help! Somebody, help!
Ah, the other operative. Nice of you to finally join us.
You? What did you do? What happened here?
What happened here is someone crossed the Rita Hayworth Coalition.
Triple cross!
Cat's Cradle it was. And seems that pesky British airplane of yours got spooked off too. Walkie seems on the fritz.
Why did you do this? You want him dead too. We want the same thing.
principle, darling. You can't go around making promises and not keeping them. One of my assassins will finish the job and then make this place go...
But he does not finish. In fact, prisoner Maximilian Epstein heel kicks the Rita Hayworth man in the head so hard that it flies clean off, hitting another man in the back. About half a dozen other men by the tap dance shoe truck notice.
They killed Lee!
They killed Lee!
We gotta get him!
We gotta get him!
We gotta get him!
Yeah!
But it's no use. Maximilian judos through men like Swiss cheese. My grandmother even steps up to help, but he commands her to stand down. He is a man possessed. And according to my grandmother, he punches through the last man so hard, his hand comes clean out the other side. He is not human, she thinks. But then, he weeps.
Joanna, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
He collapses over her dead body, and with his back turned and him finally stationary, it's the first time my grandmother can make out the flowers peeking out of his pants. The bouquet he had picked for their wedding. The flowers for her grave. He lays them on her chest.
She will be remembered, Maximilian. What she did, what she died for.
And what's that, Miss Lingard? This? What did she die for?
She died for us. For you. Nothing's more powerful than that.
The prisoner looks up at my grandmother, tears streaming down his face. Behind them, he spots a lone Rita Hayworth man making his way toward the camp, toward the stage.
I don't want a goddamn martyr.
And like that, he takes off back toward the camp, my grandmother at the heels.
Minute warning, everybody! Grab your snacks, your wine, and please look to head back to your seats for Act 2.
Give me 1 minute, please.
Obersturmbannfuhrer, it's...
Hallo, Herr Snoodle Noodle.
Oh, hello, mein Führer. Come in, please. Shuts the door.
The Obersturmbannfuhrer lifts his head off his desk to find the Führer himself in his office. My grandmother watches from the side window with her partner, prisoner Maximilian Epstein. The prisoner's face tightens.
Please, Maximilian, it's too risky.
Shh. This is for Joanna.
Why are you in your office, Herr Schnoodle Noodle?
Well, if I'm being honest, mein Führer, the show is not going according to plan, and I just needed a moment to decompress before getting back out there. I was even thinking of not going back out there at all.
I have heard that this show has taken quite a toll on you.
It has, mein Führer.
Along the far side of the Obersturmbannfuhrer's office, my grandmother spots the Rita Hayworth man climbing up to the camp from earlier. He nears the door.
I heard you were in fact hospitalized.
I was, mein Führer.
And that you lost your brother?
I did. His name was Felix.
You have given so much to the Reich. So much to me.
Prisoner Maximilian tiptoes over behind the Rita Hayworth man. He puts a finger over his mouth to my grandmother. And in a flash...
Boo. What the...
Snaps the man's neck. Also, clean off.
Ooh, and who is this little guy?
Oh, that's Herr Tippers, mein Führer. My father gave him to me when I was young.
Huh. I see. Herr Tippers. Owner? Klaus Schnoodle Noodle right on this tag. I like this little guy. In fact, I think I'd like to have him.
To have him, mein Führer?
Yes. That wouldn't be too much of an issue, would it?
Well, mein Führer, I...
Haven't you taken enough already?
I'm sorry, Obersturmbannfuhrer.
My brother, my life, my insanity, my relationship with my father. And now you want my best friend, my consnaglieri, mine confidant, mine good luck charm. I'm sorry, mein Führer, but for some things are over the line.
My grandmother frantically waves down Maximilian to tell him what she sees. The Obersturmführer pulling out a knife.
Herr Snoodle-Noodle, if this is some kind of joke, I am not amused.
Oh, it's not, mein Führer. It's all I have. It's...
Obersturmführer!
The door swings open, revealing Klaus Snoodle-Noodle face to face with Adolf Hitler, knife in hand. They both whip turn toward prisoner Maximilian, silent at the door.
The show's about to start here.
The Obersturmführer nods, and in an instant, takes the knife and slices the tag off Herr Tippers. The Führer softly whimpers.
It's yours, mein Führer. Take him.
You're a strange man, Schnoodle-Noodle. But whatever you decide to do, danke for keeping an eye on mine, Heidelberg.
I would have done it, Maximilian.
I know, Obersturmführer, but if you kill him, he lives on forever. That's not your role. That's not how you win.
And how do I win?
You're the goddamn leader of Camp Heidelberg. You're the Nazi Moses. Kill him with you, Obersturmführer. Put on the best damn show anyone's ever saw, and it'll all be okay.
How can you be so sure, Maximilian?
Because I'm chosen here, and it always is.
The Obersturmführer nods as they leave. My grandmother spots Führer Adolf Hitler marching back to his seat, a stuffed animal snake dangling around his neck, and she can't help but think that she has failed. There he stands, a bit visibly shaken, sure, but he does stand. Tall, as so many of his songs will insist, the chess piece that my grandmother was unable to topple over, and she cries. But she looks back at her partner, the bravest, boldest, and brashest man she's met in her life. And his eyes say otherwise. He understands something very deeply that she does not. About plans, about God, martyrdom, history, war, Nazis, and Hitler. Something that even he might not be able to articulate, or at least not as well as Obersturmführer Klaus Schnoodle-Noodle, who stands from his chair.
We've got a show to put on.
Shush.
Another eye. Another tooth, another reason to believe the broken truth that righteous revenge is what God should allow. How does it end? Another baby in the Nile. How does it end?
Prisons 1, 2, and 3, what do you remember about the second act?
When the actor finished his song, even with the applause, he just stared at the Führer. Deadlocked. And the Führer stared back. It's an image I'll never forget for the rest of my life. Well, probably because it was the last thing I remember before the explosion.
Everybody scatter!
Shoot the prisoners!
Hide the evidence! Protect your Führer!
Yeah, but the Führer did not move. He just kept his eyes on prisoner fellow who sings the song. The prisoner didn't move either. Chaos everywhere else, though. The prisoner and woman ran by, remember?
Milo! Where are you?
I'm here, my love. Come on, let's get out of here.
Prisoner! Do not move!
No, wait! She's not a prisoner, just me!
I am aware that your execution was ordered for after the show. Orders are orders. Say goodbye.
No! Issa, run!
And they are about to get shot. But this Von Heidelberg higher-up shot the guard who was about to shoot them. And then he got tackled.
Go! Both of you, run!
Herman! Danke! Danke so much!
Just go! You too, Miss Ullengard.
Right! Zenitsa's camera woman, I remember! Who must have been your grandmother, Elma!
Indeed.
She tries to get the prisoner guy off the stage!
Maximilian, we have to get out of here!
Let me be, Miss Ullengard. It's my time.
It doesn't have to be!
I'm not leaving until he is.
Meanwhile, Heinrich Himmler is trying to do the same to the Führer. And that, then he said it.
Mein Führer, we have to leave. Mein Führer.
I'm done, Heinrich. I'm finished.
What?
That was the best damn theater I've ever seen. I mean, what am I doing with my life? I am an artist, Heinrich. When did I lose sight of that? I need to be doing things like that for the rest of my life.
Okay, can we talk about this later?
Nein, it's over. I'm moving to Argentina to start my own theater troupe. Heidelberg, this man I'm staring at, they've reawakened something in me. Get a replacement. My time as German leader is over.
Okay, well, you still need to be alive for that to happen. Let's go!
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was good. And so we must be too.
So to be clear, you heard Adolf Hitler say he was so blown away by the performance that he wanted to move to Argentina and start his own performing arts center.
It was the very last thing I heard. Himmler taking Hitler away, the grandmother desperately pleading with the prisoner, and then, boom! The last explosion on the stage.
The following was taken from the wiretapping of Adolf Hitler's office, 1 week after the Allied bombing of Heidelberg.
Mein Führer, Adolf, are you sure you want to do this?
I need to, Heinrich. Once a tour, always a tour. As long as I have this good luck charm with me, all will be okay.
The stuffed snake, Air?
Yes, it has the blood of one of the greatest artistic forces in the history of Deutschland running through it. And with it, I cannot go wrong. Have the necessary procedures been taken?
Yes, your plane awaits, and your body double will assume the rest of your duties. From now on, he will be the Führer.
Good. Bring him in. Are you ready to become me then, soldier? Good. We were wrong about you, Air. You are a good man, and you will make a good Führer. Heil to you, then. Führer Hermann Hamburgers.
Heil to me, mein Führer.
Now you'll just have to deal with those advancing Russians.
Russians? Wait, I thought we were doing well.
Oh, you are fucked, Herman!
Yeah, you are toast, for serious!
Fredericks? Schulzer? What are you doing here?
Ooh, I like them.
Yeah, we're going to...
Going fair?
They're coming with me.
Here we go.
Argentina. Here I go again. Was? Deutschland. Am gonna miss you. Argentina. Where we'll show again. My, it's not cowardice to flee in a losing battle.
Losing battle?
I'm poco rattled. But Argentina, you can't extradite me, no.
What the hell is happening? I have been sure for 3 minutes. What do you mean we're losing the war? What?
Buenos Aires, Salta or San Juan. Fly, free from Nazi loss now. Darling Eva,
what's up?
Where did we go wrong?
Eva?
Probably shouldn't have gone to Moscow. Left us a Russian Schitt's Creek.
But like a lightning blitzkrieg to Argentina,
nobody
will
have to
know.
Oh my God. Himmler,
Argentina,
please do something.
Hitler's on his way. My, Germany is grieving. Well, we won't see him. His flight leaves today. Fine, now that you are leaving. You're erratic. You just bitch and cry. You throw tantrums like a toddler. You're 5'7".
Oh my God.
You are not 5'9". You wear boots that make you taller.
Argentina.
You're not finished using your brains. You still think you didn't start this. Well, even if you took all the Jews away, you'd still fail at being an artist.
Wow, fuck you, Himmler. You've all gone insane. Sorry, I am an auteur now. Corporal Hamburg?
Yes, what?
It's auf Wiedersehen. It's your turn to lead the world now. Turn to be the Führer now. Deal with all these jerks now. Dream won't be deferred now. In Argentina.
I never really wanted to do this, you know. I remember when I was just a sprightly young preteen, everyone was looking to go into their father's business. I said nine, not me. I will follow my dreams and become the man I want to be. Yet here we are, Klaus Schnoodle Noodle following in the old man's footsteps. But I will make it work. Even in this, well, dingy holding cell in Nuremberg, I will be me, like I always do. Isn't that right? Well, I guess, what do I call you now, Mr. Shoes on the Other Foot?
Sergeant Detective Maximilian Epstein. And it is Prisoner Schnoodle Noodle. It really is.